Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, if you're watching our podcast on YouTube, then please click the subscribe button. It's just there.
Is it that site?
And then maybe pop over to Helen and my YouTube page and you can subscribe there if you like, but there's no pressure. It's one of these. It's one of these.
Oh, it is pressure. You must subscribe and you must like every video. Thank you. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning. Goodbye.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who isn't me today. Is that right? Do, 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 do. I haven't watched that in ages. I need to watch it. Welcome. Welcome to Trusty Hogs. It's episode 108.
Sorry, just getting our admin done there before. Yes. I'm also feeling pretty and gay.
You are so pretty today. Like, you're always pretty, but you're so pretty today.
It's because I painted my face.
We're pretty girls.
You're nice. We are pretty girls. I'm trying to do that, like, dopamine dressing.
Talk to me.
Apparently, it's just, like, mood-wise, if you're feeling, like, blah. I'm not trying to do it consciously, but this morning I was... I guess unconsciously was
it's
like
mid-November.
It's so dark out. Yeah. Let's fucking put on some bright colours and cheer ourselves up that way. Apparently it helps. I don't know.
It's actually worked. I feel like I'm in a really good mood, and maybe that's because you're wearing pink.
But then the most together, like seemingly like good, like incredibly like happy and capable people in my life always just wear monochrome. So maybe that's the most. Maybe I should do efficiency dressing.
But they can wear monochrome because you're wearing pink, so you're giving them the hair.
You're right.
You know, you own this, okay? It's mid-November. We're going to question everything we're doing, okay?
Fine.
Until May next year.
God, I can't wait for it. No, March, because we might be in the sun then.
Maybe. Fingers we might crossed, be in Australia. Crossed, we don't crossed, know. We don't. My
okay,
fear is... Oh, no.
Sorry,
if anyone who's new here, hi, I'm Helen Bauer. This is Catherine Bohart. We're comedians. We're doing a podcast where we chat and then we have on the amazing Aru Dashback. Yay. Sorry. Do you want to do it slower?
Oh, you know I can't speak slowly.
Okay, I'll try it slower. Hi, for anyone new.
Hello there.
Welcome to the ASMR podcast of the sexy ladies talking.
Wow, it's just a pretty chill podcast called Trusty Hogs. Don't worry about it.
And my name's Helen Bauer.
And I'm Catherine Bohart.
We're incredibly good looking, pretty, funny, upbeat women.
Don't Google us.
Do not look at our faces.
No.
And we're going to be chatting. And then we're going to be chatting with the very funny, very adorable, very Catherine-like Aru Dashback.
Oh, she's great.
Oh, she's great.
She's so great.
But until then.
Until then.
Until then, we're just going to have a catch-up. Is that okay with you, dear listener?
Yeah, is that all right with
Who
you?
Who knows where you are right now?
Why are you being aggressive?
Are you in the UK? Is it raining?
Listen, just have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Are you on a plane? Is it going well?
I literally can't keep this up. Isn't that astonishing? Like, it makes me feel more nervous to try to be calm. What's that about?
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs.
trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Hey, speaking of things that I'm doing in the dark to make things... No, that made it sound... No, that's not what I meant.
No, it is.
No, it's not. When I was in Scotland, I'm like, for my mood, I was... It was so dark. I honestly, like, truly can't stress this enough. I can't believe how dark it was already at the end of October in Scotland. Fair play to all of you who do it. It was like getting dark at 3 p.m. It was crazy. But I was... About day two, I was like, I have not seen any sunlight. Like, I need something. Even I was going outside and I still wasn't getting any sunlight. I was like, I need something to lift my mood. So you know how I do FS8 Pilates? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do F45, the cardio and like speed.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, let me go to F45 in Edinburgh.
The Scottish version.
Oh,
welcome to Scottish Pilates. Let's fucking stretch.
It wasn't the Pilates. It was the
everyone. Savasana.
I wish it was that. It was the like boot camp Saturday like weights and cardio class.
Oh,
it was
so
in
good.
An industrial estate. The guy who runs it is so nice, and his whole class was, first of all, it was like in Oxford Street. You go in and you grab like a tiny warm like fresh towel, and you fill your water. There's like locker space, everything's serene. They're like, as soon as you get in there, someone's like, hi, welcome to F45. You're like, okay, I'm in. Scotland, in a way, much more endearing. You walk in and it was Halloween weekend, not Halloween day, so they themed all the classes Halloween. You went in and they were like, do you want a tail? You're like, huh? And they're like, do you want a tail for the class? And it's just like a cat tail or a tiger tail. And I was like, and the guy's like, I'll be out in a minute. I'm just painting my kids' faces.
And I was like, this is incredible.
Except like, obviously in Scottish accent, which I can't really do. And I was like, is this like, what is this? And then it was the single most intense exercise class I have ever done in my life. Scottish people are way too
surrounded
accustomed.
Surrounded by people with cat ears on.
They were all dressed up, but also they're way too accustomed to pain. Like, yeah. It was a... In Oxford Street, they're selling you an experience. In Scotland, they're getting shit done.
Well, they're probably like, training for the Highland Games.
They genuinely looked like they were fighting, like they were prepping to fight for Scottish independence. These guys were fucking tanks.
And they'll get it this time.
They were tanks. And they, in London, they're like, get it, girls. That's it. You're doing amazing. In Scotland, they just look at you, like deep in your soul. And you're like, I'll keep going. I'm sorry. Like you're letting them down. It's... So it was the most intense class I've ever been to.
Did you love it?
I loved every second of it, obviously. It was also, they just like don't do heating. It was absolutely freezing. But then as soon as you obviously get going, you're fine. But it was just really a very different experience. And the class was called SoCal. So in London, everyone's like, it's like the Californian workout. And in Scotland, like, SoCal. And
you, really, you can do it.
It really feels like they're starting a conversation like, SoCal. You've let us all down. And you're like, oh God. It's so stressful, but it was fun. And I didn't understand any of the instructions, so I just had to follow the woman beside me. And she didn't always know what was going on either. Anyway, it helped my mood.
That actually sounds really fun.
It was so intense. And also, like, they're just badasses. I was like,
I think I just want to do Scottish exercise classes. Maybe that's all I actually want to do.
Oh my God, you would have found the men. They're so attractive.
It's like going to like a Northern Irish like yoga class. Like, yeah. How good is that going to be? Like, yes, fucking
cat,
please.
Cat Kai. Yeah. That would be great.
Welcome to a sound bath in Germany.
Yeah, pretty intense.
It'd be incredible.
But like, you can
lie down and relax. My fucking arm. Jesus
I'm
Christ,
sorry.
You know.
I'm sorry. Fine, I'll do what you say. But yeah, it was a whole different experience, but the same class, but I still really enjoyed it. And would recommend if you need like a kick up the ass in Scotland. Yikes.
I do not want to kick up the ass for at least 6 months.
What happened?
I
no,
be...
why did I ask?
No, I haven't been kicked up the ass. I just want to be,
you've been kicked up the ass. I was like, what's happened?
I want to be covered in blankets.
Oh, right. Okay. Phew. I assumed we were talking injury just based on your personality and every experience I've had with you.
No, my ass is feeling so good at the moment.
Woo! That's a relief to hear.
Like, yes, sure. A bit hairy, a bit
spotty. No more details. Like, no like, further details.
I just want to be like a little princess. I want to just go home and hold a plastic wand and wear a little tiara and just, you know, sit there with my cushions and my blankies and put on my TV show, even though I've been watching a lot of really weird stuff recently.
Like what?
Plane. Watch Plane.
What's Plane?
I don't know. Sunil was like, we've got to watch Plane. We've got to watch Plane. It was like 10 p.m. at night. And I was like, how long is
it? TV show or movie?
Movie. And he was like, it's an hour and 47 minutes. And I went, absolutely doable. Let's do it.
Made in the 90s. I miss films being an hour and a half, an hour 45.
No, it's not made in the 90s. Literally made just now. And he was like, you know it's going to be good. You know it's going to be good, Helen, because there's five production companies involved. So you know it's going to be an absolute banger. And he was like, this one is Gerard Butler's production company. I was like, is he in it? He went, he's the lead. Yeah. So it's a story of, it's called Plane.
Yep, got it.
And
I-N or N-E?
Sunil was like, when it comes up and it says the name of the film, you have to say it.
Is it Bland or
N-E.
Is it? Okay, it's an.
And it went, the screen went black and the writing in white went, Plane. And he went, say Plane, Plane. And we were like laughing our heads off. And then it's about Gerard Butler. Okay. Uh-huh. He's not playing himself. And he's a pilot. And he's on the phone with
his
daughter.
Why would he be playing himself? He's an actor.
No, he's not playing himself.
I know, but why
would
he?
But it is Gerard
be?
Butler. I don't know. Like, you know, like John Malkovich.
But he's not old enough to appear as himself in everything yet.
Not yet, no.
Soon, 10 years
soon,
from
maybe
now.
Yeah, oh, maybe, yeah, yeah. Maybe soon. And he's a pilot and he calls his daughter and he's like, I'm in Singapore. I'll see you for New Year's. And it's like New Year's Eve and it's like she's in like Canada. It's like he's never going to make it. They get on the plane. The plane malfunctions and they land on an island. And then Gerard Butler just like shoots people and runs around with guns. And then he doesn't make it for New Year's, but he gets there in the end. Plane.
It sounds plain.
It's brilliant.
Sounds like
it's
a plain old
highly,
man film.
I highly, highly recommend it.
I just wish they'd just call some films what they are, which is like, plain. Man film. Man show. I like, in the same way that like, I don't need you to describe, like, just tell me what Lady Sunday movie is.
Oh my
Ladies
God.
Ladies on Sunday. Yep.
I
Lady
that.
Christmas, yeah.
Have
fine.
You seen the latest Man TV show?
Which one?
Opal Hunters. Australian Outback Opal Hunters.
Sorry, Helen. No, wait. You can't act like that's the obvious answer to that. Like, I should just know that that's the most current man show.
Have you not
show.
Seen Opal
it's
Hunters?
It's so niche. It's not like you're thinking of like a new big hit. You're like, that's so niche. What are you talking about?
Well, I think our algorithm got fucked because remember like a couple of months ago, you were telling me to watch Alone.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you love it?
Okay. I did.
The English one or the Canadian one?
The one. Well, okay, they were English, but they were in Canada.
Yeah.
I did, but like, I think from my survival shows, I want there to be more interpersonal dynamics of people like just falling out.
You want
like,
Lord of the Flies? You don't want?
I think I do. Okay. I want what we had when we were growing up on T4, not Survivor. Shipwrecked. Do you remember when it was the tigers versus the sharks?
Yes.
And it was like,
I love
it was
Survivor,
mainly
though.
Surviving, but it was also like fucking and arguing and falling out and voting people out.
I have to say, I was such a Survivor stan. I've seen so
seen
many of those
series.
The one with Joel Dommett, not yet. I'm so excited.
I've watched the first
I'm
two episodes.
So excited. I absolutely love Survivor. But I do think there's something about the American cutthroat culture of like, you got to get ahead, you got to get ahead, mm-hmm. that I will miss in a British version, but I'm sure it brings its own nuance to
there's still a lot of nastiness between the Brits,
good.
But the American need good. To win on reality TV. I mean, we all remember where we were, like the moment Michael Jackson died, the place we were when Diana died, and the place we were when we first watched Fear Factor. You know, those are the three famous things.
You've got a lot of Michael Jackson on your mind
the first
lately.
Time you went to. I know, what's happening?
It's the second reference and I don't want any part of it.
It's the second time I said Michael Jackson today.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, that's four.
That's four now, yeah, God.
MJ, God, five.
Please
or
stop.
Is that the Kardashian
please
matriarch?
Please make it stop.
Okay.
MJ, she's so nice. She's so nice. And she wears such a lovely cigar pant. Doesn't she rock a cigar pant like nobody's business?
She does.
What were we saying?
Fear Factor.
Nope, that's not what I was saying.
No, it definitely was. But that's the American need to win. Do you remember this show?
Yeah,
I'm sure
listeners
as well.
I remember
so
it.
So basically, it's like you go on and you're in teams, in like duos, and then you're put in the most terrifying situations and the point is just don't be scared and you'll win.
Yeah.
But it was like, hang off this building and grab this star or like be locked in a basement with rats and don't cry. And that was the entire thing.
Yeah. It's all of the challenges from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with like zero compassion.
And no career in presenting at the end of it.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah. You're not even like building a brand.
Mm-mm-mm.
So bizarre. Hey,
I'm going to watch Fear Factor when I get home tonight.
You really should.
I do miss it.
Before you do, you were telling me that you never told me about in Ireland when you said you'd met some Irish women who were all of a type. What did you mean?
I met some Cathwins.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, it's just like sometimes I'll be doing a gig and people come up afterwards and be like, oh, I'm a hog. And I'll be like, amazing. And they'll be like, I'm a Helen. And I'll be like, fucking yeah. And then we just sort of like dribble and cough at each other. I'm just like,
you're squeezing their boobs.
And yeah. I'm like, do you know not to eat pessaries? And they're like, I do now. Like, it's just like, we're just all confused, like sharing liquid. We're just all over the place.
Oh, don't say liquid.
And then every now and again, someone will be like, just wanted to say hello. Don't come too close. I'm a Catherine. And it's just really sweet because sometimes when I meet a Catherine.
We're more of them Catherines in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
There's more Catherines in Ireland.
Mm. We're a worried gang.
It's just this culturally, there's so much guilt and shame around things that maybe
we're
I don't
guilty,
have.
We're shameful, we're concerned, we're worried.
Oh, for me particularly, though, the amount of concern in the audience.
Concerned is our vibe. We're very concerned. Yeah. We're very worried. We're very anxious. Yeah. We're very certain of other people and their space. We've got things to do. We're busy.
Not all
we're
of you were certain.
Are they all busy as well? They seem like, I think Catherines are busy gals. But I think that is that's they're, a they're standard
busy
Irish
doing
woman.
Busy work.
But that's an Irish woman. Like, that's not even a Catherine. I think I'm one of many in Ireland.
Yeah.
No Helens?
Well, a couple of the Catherines brought their Helens.
Oh.
And then they'd sort of like, they'd introduce themselves, say, I'm a Catherine. And then they'd be like, say to their Helen, like, I'm going to go to the bar. Do you want anything? And the Helen would be like, oh,
a bottle of wine and a straw.
And then they'd leave me and the other Helen to weeble. Mm-hmm. Like weeble around together. And then the Catherine would go and get the drinks.
Yeah.
And the Catherine would come back and try and join in the conversation. And we'd be like...
screaming.
Yeah, knee deep in like, but how do you dress up a hamster? Like important conversation. But it's just nice to have like, it's nice to know that the Catherines, like multiple, not just you, but the other Catherines, support little Helen.
Yeah.
And I hope that the Helens come and see you and you're not too... I hope you're kind to the little Helens. They don't spit on you or anything.
I hope the Helens come to see me. The Helens are such great audience members. You know what I mean? Like the Catherines, well, I am a bad audience member. I'm actually a good audience member.
No, you're a good audience member.
I have a really big laugh, that is certain. And I...
You always wave back.
Really, and I really genuinely want everyone to do well. So like, I am like, come on, I'm rooting for you. But I also do think there's like a little part of my brain that will always be running through a to-do list of things that I need to be doing or could be doing anytime I'm having fun. And with like TV, I can at least like do another job at the same time. So I guess I get a bit stressed by the lack of...
But that's your brain. That's your brain.
Yeah,
works.
My brain's there, I guess. But Helens just seem to be like really in the moment and enjoying themselves.
Wait, so when you watch TV, do you ever just like... phone down and just watch it?
If I'm doing my nails or cooking something or on my laptop.
But do you ever just sort of go like, because I find this really hard to like genuinely just sit and watch a show. I find it so tricky.
The only time I do that is if I'm watching something with somebody, and is even and only then usually Ellen, because she is the only one who feels comfortable being like, it's not phone time. That was not a very good impression of my girlfriend.
No,
I don't know why I just became like 1990s male comedian. My wife! Like, no, she's just like, hey, babe, will we have a nice time? Like, I'm sorry, that was crazy.
Well, then don't you miss so much stuff on the TV show or the film because you're like distracted.
Oh, yeah, no, my attention span is dog shit. Yeah. Let's be very clear, it's so bad. I would like to take up knitting.
Talk to me.
Because I think it's something to do with my hands that feels productive, but it's just like brain off and means I can enjoy what I'm watching or listening to. And it just looks so soothing.
You could knit me a jumpy.
I'd love to knit you a jumper. Maybe I should get some nice wool and some nice knitting needles. Oh, and also...
Actually, knitting so suits your personality.
Don't you think? I'd be so cute.
Could you imagine like balling up the wool and colour coding it in a basket? Zing! Sorry, I'm so sorry. It's a callback to last week.
You can't do callbacks to last week. But there are self-striping sock wools. Did you know this?
Wait, what are you talking about?
You follow the pattern. The material itself will create a stripe if you follow the pattern.
Ooh.
Astonishing. Wow, what a time.
I don't know if I want you to knit me socks.
Well, what if I want to make them for someone else? Am I exclusively knitting for you now?
Ideally,
do
yes.
I work for you now? What's supposed to be my hobby?
I'd love a jumper.
Okay.
What would I like on it? You know the ones where it's like 3D patterns? Like, so like...
Helen, I just learned to knit in this scenario.
No. Can I tell you what I want though?
Why don't you just pick a colour?
How about one with a sheep on it?
Just
and the sheep
color.
Is woolly.
Just pick a colour.
And it's...
In many ways...
green!
Okay, it'll be green and in many ways it'll be of a sheep. Here's what I was going to say. You know how the way you say send gifties?
Yes.
Okay, well, can I ask for a request for, like, what's not gifts, but, like, something that helps you? Send aid, I guess? Like, send help. Send help when you're... when. Okay, so here's what I'm saying to you is...
Send help to regions in the world what that
I'm
need it.
Send dad stuff, I guess is what I'm... Look, what my need? Dad doesn't live here. And this will be my first winter I'm going into with as a car owner.
Yes.
And somebody tweeted, I think it was Mary Fox tweeted to be like, here are things you'll need about for your car. But they were sort of American references. And I was suddenly like, I don't know what those are. And also, shit, I don't know what to do. Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew, I don't know Hello. What to do if my car is cold. Okay, so you know how
put
in this,
the heating no, on, I'm you not, fucking
I'm not
idiot.
Done. Wait. What I'm no the heating. Obviously, when I'm in the car, that will get rid of the fog. Yes, mm-hmm. The heat will get rid of the fog. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
The steam or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But condensation. Thank you.
Women can do anything.
Helen,
sorry.
Let me ask my dad questions. when I go outside,
yeah.
and it's all frosted over.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So ideally, if you can leave a little bit earlier, so you can start your car and have the heating on so
Great.
Before you leave.
Okay.
Get an ice scraper. You can also get like de-icing spray and stuff like that.
Perhaps there is a
and you can also put de-icer specifically de-icer. Into your windscreen wiper things, fluid. So yeah, there's a few things you can do to mitigate it.
Okay, and how often should I be checking my fluid, would you say?
That's a question for your doctor.
it's good stuff, but no, seriously.
Well, yeah, check your oil regularly every month or so.
Every month?
Every month I check my oil.
Wow, yeah. I have not checked it since I bought my car.
Oh, God, yeah, please check your oil. Do you know how to check your oil? We'll have a conversation off podcast. It's a dipstick, yeah.
I bought my car in March.
Yeah, you probably need an oil change and you should check that, yeah.
Andrew, because she's just a helpless woman.
Will the car not just tell me if it needs oil? It won't say, like, beep.
Yeah, but by the time the emergency light comes on, it's a little bit like, oh, this is, like, dangerously out of oil.
Oh, Andrew, I think you should go to Cathwin's.
I'm very alarmed.
It'll be okay. Just check it within this week, I'd say.
I have to email myself to do that. That's terrifying. I didn't...
Oh, what happens if your oil runs out? Oh, no, it's not petrol, is it? Your engine's fucked. Catherine, your engine might be fucked. Oh no, what are you going to do then? You're going to be a bus wanker. Bus wanker. For anyone who hasn't seen The Inbetweeners, that is a very funny reference I just made. I actually watched The Inbetweeners
wow,
again the other day.
Wow, I really need to check my car.
Yeah, you really do. That
car
feels
friends.
Important.
No,
car
but friend. I should.
Oh, friend.
Friend. Car friend. No, but oh shit. I'm really worried about the oil situation now.
Honestly, it'll be okay. You probably have got several more months of it, but it's just worth checking. Especially because right. I know you don't drive like loads, do you?
Well, I've done 3,000 miles.
Yeah, you should be okay, but double check.
Okay.
Tell you what you should do. Write into MTV. Ask them to bring back Pimp My Ride.
Write into MTV?
Yeah.
I'm the old person here. Write into MTV.
Write a letter to MTV. P.O. Box MTV. Music television for any of the new kids. New kids being young people. You're newer on the earth. And ask them to bring back Pimp My Ride. They do everything. I mean, they'd probably spray paint a leprechaun on the side of the car. Like, but it was...
But with a microphone. Yeah. They always had their hobby somehow involved in their car.
Oh, that leprechaun that I sent you, the leprechaun that sits in the pot of gold and goes, I must be Irish because my money be Dublin. Like... It's just funny. Okay, should we bring on our guest?
I think that's for the best.
I love you so much, though.
I love you
Who
too.
Who loves you?
Helen.
Who loves Helen?
Please, we're not Helen.
Please.
Welcome to Trusty Hogs.
Arrange Ashback. Hello, welcome to the plugging section. Do not skip. Do not skip it. On March 2nd next year, I will be doing my show one last time at the Earth in Hackney.
Pretty
it's
cool.
It's a massive venue. It's like 700 seaters. And when you go on the ticket link to buy a ticket, which you must, please. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be doing a split bill with Olga Cox. So she'll be doing an hour. I'll be doing an hour. We're going to design some cocktails. It's going to be the ultimate night out. Please join us. Tickets are available now.
We are all coming to Leicester on the 10th of February. So you can see every single hog as a solo stand-up. And you can also see Trusty Hogs live starting at 12:30 with Helen's show. Then I'm on at 1:30, 2 o'clock at Duffy's. Then Catherine's at 3:30, so you can see us all back to back. Then there's a bit of a gap until Trusty Hogs Live at 9:45. I'm also doing a work in progress at 8:30, but prioritise those first four because that'll be your big day out.
Yeah.
10th of February, Leicester Comedy Festival.
Hydrate on that
yes,
day.
Yes, yeah.
Hello, it's Catherine. Also, please don't skip this. I know it's promo and it's boring, but here I am. I'm going on tour with a show called Again with Feelings. And my tour is going to be in London Soho Theatre for 2 weeks in March. And then I'm going to Brighton, Aldershot, Edinburgh, Glasgow, York, Newcastle, Norwich, Winchester, Cambridge, Oxford, Bath, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Sheffield, Exeter, Corsham, Bristol, Coventry, Guildford, Portsmouth, Swindon, Dublin, and again in London. In October, I'm doing a big date at Bloomsbury Theatre. My point is, I'm trying my best. I'm coming to lots of places. I'd love to see you there. I think the show's pretty damn good.
And shout out to all the Hampshire girlies. Please go see Catherine in Pompey and in Aldershot, as we call it, and support her. I want her to love Hampshire as much as I do.
And Winchester. Winchester's in Hampshire, isn't it?
I don't count it.
Why am I doing so many dates
in
Hampshire?
Because it's a gorgeous county.
Hi, welcome. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. You were here for a week of shows at Soho?
Yes.
1 week?
1 week. And then I'm back in Jan.
Great. For a UK tour?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for a UK tour.
Who on earth tricked you into starting a UK tour in the cold depths of January?
Oh, no. It was Soho Theatre. They tricked
fucking
me.
Fucking bastards.
Why? Where are you? Where will you be coming from? The heat of?
Of Mumbai.
Oh my God. That's going to be a shock. Do you have a coat?
I got one yesterday.
Yeah.
It's really cold now for me.
Oh, sweet angel.
I'm really worried about January.
I'm worried about you.
You're going to need a second coat is what I'm saying to you.
Do you have any thermals yet?
I'll get some thermals and
for
come
sure.
Any other tips? Court thermals.
Well, where are you going on your tour?
Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham, Milton Keynes.
Okay. Okay. So here's what I'd get. Okay, I call it Longy.
Oh my god.
It's my favourite thing I own. It's a hot water bottle, but it's long. Okay? Ooh. And you can like hold it from the whole body and put it in between your legs. So like on the vagina, between the breasts, you'll warm your entire body. Because you know hot water bottles, usually you just get warmed in one section and then you have Longy and then you can fill that up at the venue as you're leaving and then you can get on the train with Longy. And then if you don't want people to know that you've got Longy on, you tie it round your midriff like a belt and then you put your coat over it.
Also really good for periods, that particular move.
But don't like always have knickers on as well.
Oh my God.
No, but you...
Helen, help!
Aruj might not know. I don't want to be a dick.
She knows to bring pants for
you.
You
said you've had loads of vaginal infections. I don't know whether that's because of a non-pants thing.
Air.
Sometimes I do not have knickers on. So
yeah, me too.
So
do you sleep fully naked as well?
Yes, yeah. Because it's really hot in Mumbai. Yeah. So you can afford to.
I've been. It's very hot.
It's really hot.
It's very hot. And then
Helen,
I went north
in
India
Mumbai?
And it got very cold. Yeah, I actually went because my friend was getting married and then the wedding got called off and I was classic Gitanjali.
Do you know why the wedding got called off?
Great question.
It wasn't love and she knew it and she was sort of going along with it.
She waited for you all to fly there before and she then, decided to know it all.
Well, it was just me and like two friends who were like coming along to India with me, but they weren't invited to the wedding. Like I was her like close friend here.
So
like
you
in
were
London.
You were the only one. Did she pay for your flights?
No, but I was like, I'll make a holiday of it. Also, I'd never been to an Indian wedding. I thought it'd be amazing.
And now you have.
And I still
haven't. Just haven't.
Oh, no.
But she realised it wasn't love. But then I was like, oh, I might as well make a holiday of this. So I spent 3 months.
What?
Not just in Mumbai.
Okay.
But I went to, where did I go for Christmas? It was really cold.
Did you go to Jaipur, Rajasthan?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Obviously. Okay. A city that's pink and a city that's blue. Yes, please.
You're going to have the same reaction when you go to Milton Keynes. I can just feel it.
Yes, I've heard about that indoor ski slope.
Yes!
Yes, yes.
Oh. It's so good.
I love that you're so excited. Maybe you will actually have a nice time, but probably not.
It's all new for me.
The food in Birmingham's amazing.
So good. Okay.
Oh, actually, although, maybe if you're actually from India, you'll be like, no.
But there must be a lot of Pakistani food as well.
Okay, yeah, presumably.
And I don't have access to that because of the famous because of rivalry between our countries.
I know about this.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's all the English's fault. Bloody hell, we were all
the
shame.
The English, am I right?
Shame. Yeah, but also, lovely train stations. You know that one I'm in Mumbai? What's it called, the main station there?
Victoria Terminus.
Victoria.
But also we changed it.
Oh, no when?
To Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus.
Say that.
One of our guys.
Say that.
Why you change it?
Say it back.
Because we were like, you know what, Victoria?
Yeah.
You've done enough damage. Mm-hmm. We're going to reclaim our history and we're going to lie straight through our teeth about who made this.
Yes.
Fucking great.
And we've renamed all the monuments after dudes.
Yay! India! India!
They're brown, but they're still men.
It's sort of progress.
It's a step in the right direction.
It sure is.
You can just not be on the side of the Britishers and you're good. You've got all the brown.
No, they were terrible.
I'm Irish, we're good.
Oh, yeah. Are you also Irish? No, right? Your accent is...
Yeah,
not.
English.
English,
yeah.
Yes. I've been... I know you are Irish.
Yeah, yeah, so she's good. I did some awful things. And I'm sorry.
you personally came
but
over.
But then I went on holiday to India.
And I think if you... gave us money, like if you put money into our economy, we kind of forgive you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Thank you.
Just
so
you
much.
Specifically.
Thank
though.
You.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, it's not a general rule.
Yeah.
I like that you're making that very clear.
I loved it. I yes. loved it.
Great.
Can I tell you what I did? I went to a silent ashram.
Wow.
Which is a terrible choice for me.
Yeah. Silent. You've met.
Where was the silent ashram?
Kerala.
Oh, that's a beautiful place.
It's
though.
Beautiful.
What
it
happened,
was beautiful.
Helen? Tell the actual story.
I think it might have been a cult.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
She had to escape in the nighttime.
Did you go to Auroville?
Amma's ashram.
Okay, no, I don't know this one.
Okay, so she's the hugging girl.
I love that you're like, oh, yeah, is it this cult? Is it yeah. this cult?
There's a few cults.
Obviously. Yeah, sure. The white people go to the following cults.
Yes. <on. laughs> This is the cult with clean toilets. So that has a lot of foreigners there.
Yeah. This is the They're cult. Usually cleaning the toilets, right? Yeah. That's the scam. They'll get you.
I was like, so I'd been there for like 2 months, right? And my friends had both left because they were like, we were going to fly back at this point. Whereas I was like, oh my God, I love it. And also it's like, I'm going to take your coaster from you. It's I like this is strong. I was like, okay, no, I'm going to stay because it's like cheaper than I thought. And I was like, I really, really love it here. And I was 19, I didn't know what I was doing in my life. So I was like, right, this will be good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, there's an ashram. And like, you know, when you're like traveling around, you just sort of like you meet like loads of different people in hostels. And there were so many people who like at that age I thought were really cool, clearly had like very severe mental health problems. But when I was 19, I was like, they're so mysterious. And they all went to ashrams. And I was like, well, what is this amazing place? So I went to it and everyone was like freaking out at the ashrams, like thousands of people there. And they're like, the guru is here tonight. And I was like, oh my God, the guru is sick. And then she hugs everyone.
What? Everyone?
Yeah, like literally you queue up to be hugged by her.
Ew.
And then you sleep in these like dorm rooms and then you have to be given work and they take your passport from you.
They take then... your passport?
Yeah. So it was
Did you starting... go to Dubai?
Yes! No way! No. And I was
That's
like...
what they do with the labor over there.
No.
Take your passport.
I was Yikes. Like, it was mad. It was just mad. And then there was another woman there who I met who arrived on the same day as me and she was like, I'm fucking leaving. And I was like, I can't leave because we've got to wait for a bus on like the weekend or whatever. And it was like, I'd missed it. And then she was like, no, you leave with me. I've got a car. It's going to come and get yes. me. And I got in that car and she went, the only thing is I'm going to a 5-star resort. And I was like, I'm a backpacker. I can't afford that. And she went, you can come with me. You just have to share a bed with me. And I was like, no stress.
Ooh.
So I went with her and we went to this amazing Ayurvedic retreat.
Yes. Okay.
Incredible.
So you went from one cult to another, basically. Is what
basically, yes.
Well, I've never
I had a wonderful time.
But was this Ayurvedic retreat full of massages and stuff?
Yeah, it was like she was doing like yoga every day and the Ayurvedic diet and everything like that.
There was no
and
hugging, right? Like a stranger was not.
I love that that's the part you're most offended by. You're like, but wait, no one tried to hug you, right? I'm
sick.
Like, I want my passport back. You're like, I want some personal space.
I had lots of hugs. It was nice.
Grim.
She just bothers.
I've never been to India, but when I was in hospital for OCD, they did exposure therapy where I didn't like to be touched in particular by men and they made me. So that's something. And also I've watched Indian Matchmaker.
Okay, that's enough exposure to...
Thank you so much.
That's a really, what do you say, a really colourful part of our culture.
It's wild. It's wild.
It's nuts.
It is really nuts. But I also do kind of want someone to look at a picture of my face and then tell me my future.
Mm.
Specifically who I'm going to marry and how that marriage is going to go.
Yeah.
Wait, just to check. It's not... I know you've talked about this before. Indian Matchmaker, they tell you your fortune?
They have like a lot of like facial reading or hand reading or star reading or like birth chart reading to predict the likelihood of a positive match.
Yeah.
With respect to one that has already been made by the matchmaker. This people pay a lot of money for this, right?
Yes. So this is actually a part of, the, I think, the Hindu tradition.
It's incredible.
And they have like kundalis at birth, which is your like, you have like a birth chart when you're born. And see if
it's very similar to lesbianism. It's like, when were you born? Who was in the room? How do you feel about your mother? What day of the week was it? Yes. What moons were in the sky? It's that kind of, it's just.
And shut the fuck up. Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they'll see, they'll be like, oh yeah, you guys are a good match, or you're a bad match.
Or if it's on Indian matchmaking on Netflix, they're like, that girl wears jeans. No one would ever marry her.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Why?
She's a whore.
No!
She's a whore who wears jeans.
We've got a couple of whores in the room today. Fucking Andrew White.
Wait, neither of you are wearing jeans.
No, because we're not whores.
We're saints. Little saints.
Just ladies, wear dresses.
Oh no, I'm the only one in the jeans.
You're the only out whore among.
Good luck with your matchmaking journey. That's going to be a tricky one.
I never want to get married.
Good for you.
Never.
Thank you, ever. Good for you.
If I propose to you right now.
Okay.
Yay!
Wait, what? That was so quick.
Because it's you're not a man, so it's fine.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm silly.
Yeah, you're kooky.
Yeah, but your definition of kooky makes me nervous.
Yeah, exactly. But also, kooky lesbianism, I loved it. You're not a man, so it's just a kooky marriage. Yeah, I like it.
Fun.
Oh, I want to get kooky married. Hey, I have a question. Because when I gig at home, it's very different to when I gig here. Do you find a major distinction between how the audiences receive you?
Yes, and now my demographic has changed a little bit.
Say more.
So before I went to the Fringe and stuff, it was a lot of Indians who saw me on YouTube and follow Indian stand-up scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's how we find each other, audience and comics. We just put our stuff on YouTube and then they find us.
Yeah.
And now it's... Because of the Fringe thing, I have my demographic is
the
white.
Fringe thing, winning the newcomer award. At the Edinburgh, because of the Fringe thing, I loved your video so much as a theater when you were like, and I won best newcomer, but that's not my fault. And I was like, yes,
not
so
my
good.
Fault.
Okay, so now you have white people coming to the shows.
Yes, and they're lovely. And I don't know.
I'm waiting for the butt.
It's okay.
But they're like a little worried about laughing at things. And I'm like, rightly so. Maybe I would be offended if they were okay to laugh at some of the things I was saying.
Oh, interesting.
Right? It's like a catch-22 for both of them. Is that, did I say that right? Is that what a catch-22 is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so it's for like...
It's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap. But so what used to happen is there would be enough Indians in the room to start the laughter.
Give them permission.
Yes. But now there's not enough Indians in the room. And I had three really bad shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and finally yesterday, Thursday, when there were some more Indians in the room and everyone was able to relax a little bit and start the laughter, the gig went really well. And I was like, okay, I don't have to kill myself.
No, but I get the feeling because you're like the wrong, it's like, oh my God, these people are coming, this will be fun. And then you're just like, are you fucking, I've got the same thing when I have a thin audience. If everyone's thin, I'm like, for fuck's sake, this is going to take so long for them to be like, oh, we can laugh at this.
And it's like, why would I talk
straight
about
people?
It?
Do you find that? Like, you better with a queer audience?
No, I think straight people are pretty... I think mine's such a well-established thing that, like, I think they're used to it.
Or maybe you've worn them down over the years.
I think so. I genuinely think that is exposure therapy.
I love that. Instead of won them over, you've worn them down.
No, and you're dead right. I have just worn... I've just hacked away at it. But you're right.
I'm so sorry. I meant one.
No, that was so perfect.
You nailed it.
No,
but
you've
I will
worn them.
Say,
I'm sorry. My English is very bad.
Too fucking late.
And you're Russian now? Whoa, this girl.
That
amazing.
Was a good Anastasia.
It was so
that was a really good Anastasia.
So good. And no hablo español. Here's the thing. No, I did do a gig to 1,400 people in Brighton that was mainly straight, inexplicably. And they found me tough going, which was alarming. It was like they'd looked for, like, they were like, oh, we've come for a night off from all that Brighton nonsense. And then I was like, hello. So sometimes it happens. But generally, I think it's more that when I gig in Ireland, I get much more nervous because I think Irish people are very funny. Mm. And I think that they will.
But you're one of the very funny
But
Irish
they're
people.
So funny that you're like, for me to stop your conversations and interrupt with my own jokes for 20 minutes, I better be good. Yeah. Like, in England, I don't feel that way. I'm like, I'm happy to interrupt your joke. And you weren't telling each other how you feel. I'm worried. So come on. And
that's just a slam on all of us.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And the other thing is that in the UK, if people interrupt me, they're usually insulting me, which I love because I can, well, I don't love, but I can handle that. Mm-hmm. But in Ireland, they're interrupting usually with a funnier fucking story, which is so much more hurtful.
Okay, that's actually true. I just, yeah.
They'll just be like, oh, I have a story like that. And then they'll tell a way better. And you're like, motherfucker, I spent hours on
that's
this.
That's just,
so
that's
a
problem.
So is there a distinction here? Do people interrupt you or people engage with you in a different way?
No, so it's like, okay, you know what you said about this is actually quite true. Like, you know how you feel about Irish people? I feel that way about Indians also.
Yeah.
Like, to live in India and to like, and also I'm really like, I'm one of the very privileged people in India. So it's like, if you don't have certain privileges, you better have a sense of humor or life is very hard.
Yeah.
So they are really fucking funny. Yeah. And I'm also really nervous back home. The thing, reason I'm not nervous here is not because I don't think people in UK aren't funny, but I just feel
No, it's okay. It's okay. we did shit to you guys. It's absolutely fine if you don't think our sense of humor is great. No, compared to what we did, you're allowed to not enjoy our sense of humor. I think that's fine. Given the centuries of bloodshed.
Your kooky
fucking
stuff.
Fucking hell.
No, you guys are funny and so kooky, but it's more just that like I have a reverence.
We've got to get rid of the word kooky, because I think contextually in this episode, it doesn't count.
Sorry.
No, so it's just that over here, I think they're just like, you know, anything you say, we don't know anything about it.
Yes,
so they're curious, so I get their attention. But then I have the problem of I need enough brown people in the room to make it okay to laugh at things. But
I think... Have you considered having a white queue and a brown queue just to let more brown people in?
So segregation. No.
I genuinely thought you guys would laugh earlier. And then you both went... Oh, Catherine, that's... And I'm like, hell yeah, I know, babe.
No, I was considering it.
Listen, something to think about. to think about.
I was like, one second, maybe I should release tickets to people based on colour. And what if I had a minimum 50 brown people requirement?
I think that's a completely reasonable requirement. Right?
People do that, don't they? Like, I'm not like, as far as like... people's races, but like when you're doing those late night shows, apparently they send someone out before the show starts, like for like, you know, the Jimmy Kimmel sort of thing, and they pick people depending on how they look. That's so awful. Oh, like, they have like a sexy section and then like a fuggo section at the back, and then they're just sort of like, yeah, you can be section A. Oh no, we've so section D, and then they're like at the back. So then when you watch it on TV, it's just like fit people like living in New York.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
So you could just sort of like, you could go out and be like, oh, you're invited to this section, you're but not so well.
Wow, that's so sweet. Or like like to have your own comedy bench. I guess you could do like, I went to a wedding recently where you couldn't sit with your partner. You were split up with like strangers.
Oh,
so maybe
sake.
You could split them up and just be like one and one and one and one.
That is a great idea. Mm-hmm. I could actually go out, find a couple of Indians and then break them up, break the whites up and put a few Indians like a sandwich, like an Oreo audience and then just get buckets of
laughter.
So
I'd be in the middle.
Yes.
That's nice.
I think that would make everyone at Soho Theatre much more comfortable and be fine. It would be fine. Hey, so on this podcast, we, generally speaking, and I know that the only thing you really know about me is that I got my nipple pierced to prove a point.
I love that story so much. I haven't seen enough, I guess, but from whatever stand-up of yours I've seen, which is like, I saw your hour. That was my
really
favorite bit. I really loved it.
That's so kind.
It's so good.
You're the only person who's ever looked at me and said that that was relatable.
It was so relatable. I am so pathetic sometimes. And
you are my favorite person in the world.
I don't mean it.
You're so relatable. I'm so pathetic. You don't win them over. You wore them down. You are never, never changed.
But I'm really pathetic and you're not. But when
someone went down to make a clip of that, was the happiest moment of my life.
Oh no, my English is very bad.
Stop it!
I'm bad English. I mean, sometimes I'm really sad. And everyone, I just...
Let's all just take a breath.
I just want to say I feel seen by your stand-up.
Thank you. That's so kind of you.
I've never dumped anyone. And I have low self-esteem. So when someone owns
we're
up...
We're so close.
It's all right. You're doing good, babe.
But when someone lets me into a slice of their life. Good stuff, that's Harish. Slightly sad.
Yeah. Good stuff, Harish.
I feel seen.
Thank you so much for that. But also, I actually think that that is what stand-up is. I am so sick of the I won stand-up. Have you seen these? Like, there's so much, like, it's such a trend. In
I hate it.
Like, and then I won.
No, I call it like, the Alan Partridge stand-up, which is where you end every story with, needless to say, I had the last laugh.
Yeah. I'm like, that's
needless to say. Alan Partridge.
I don't.
I'm going to be sending you about 2 years worth of watching in clips on Instagram message within about 2 hours from now.
Okay.
And it's not like a, oh, I think you'd like this. It's like a, please watch it.
Okay, I will.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I just really don't like I won stand up.
No.
Yeah. I feel like if you're not being vulnerable and if you're not telling me something that people don't say, then what's the, like, did you just get on stage to be cool?
Exactly.
But don't tell me the time you were wronged. Tell me the time you wronged someone.
Yes.
Tell me the worst thing you did.
Yes.
Be the villain. It's
yes.
so much more entertaining.
And the
instead of
idiot.
Like, and then I realised I didn't need him. And it's like, you probably did, love. Like, you know?
Or like, still okay. talking about it.
Yeah.
You're sad.
It's okay. You're still sad.
You'll
you didn't get
forever.
Over it.
Well, anyway, I'm a huge fan. My tip from that. Thank you so much.
I just, I want you to know. I'm so sorry.
You're
I just,
so nice.
I just, I really am. And
you're so nice.
Me and another comic called Prashasti Singh. She does comedy in Hindi, so that's the only reason she's not here. She's extremely hilarious. We loved you. Then we went and told all the gals back home about you.
Oh, that's so,
so
nice.
If you have a sudden surge of Indian girl comics
the
following
dream.
You.
The dream. The dream.
It's because of the nipple piercing story.
Now you have to go to Mumbai and do the gigs.
I would
so
love
her
to.
Theater ones. Olga Koch did it and said it was amazing.
I would genuinely yeah. love to. I don't know how I would fare in the sun.
It's a city. You're inside most of the time.
And
it's
TV
busy.
Makes it sound like I would be able to eat exactly zero things. But
why? It's all vegetarian.
Oh yeah, but my tolerance for spices, nada.
There's loads of non-spicy food.
We'll get you. Don't. We'll get you everything
okay.
you need.
Okay, great.
You'll be fine.
I'd love to.
Have a dal makhani. Have a yeah. You'll be fine.
Okay.
We'll put you in the part of Mumbai that is tolerable in terms of like sun and there's a lot of air conditioners. We
I
want.
Know you keep
yeah.
saying we. Like I'm expecting a whole family to pick me up and I'll be like, hi guys, I was waiting for
Take
you.
Take it to Elephanta. Island.
Me, my
Is
mom, and my dad.
Yeah, oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
The dream.
Yeah, we'll
that'll
take your
so
own.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, watch out. I'm genuinely going to take
And you can
your
walk own. Around with a parasol.
I knew that I was starting a sentence and it was about half an hour ago and the and it was this it was we give advice on this podcast.
Oh yes, I've heard the episodes. Yeah.
And my question is, what kind of advice giver are you?
Oh, I'm very serious. I really try to answer the problem.
Me too.
Like, you're very similar.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah. I feel like you guys are really.
No, it's good to
no,
have
I'm,
balance.
I'm,
Do you have a Helen?
In my life?
Yeah.
Hello.
I think so.
Hello.
Yes. I think my sister is like you, actually.
Is she really cool?
She is so fucking
cool. Is she thriving?
She's thriving. And all my friends like her better than me. And it really bothers me. But
so not
she's...
the Catherine.
I'm sorry. I think
genuinely what I was like, cool, pretty cool. And some of us are pathetic and some of us are really cool. That's so sick.
I'm so sorry.
That's
I
so
like
nice.
It. We're sisters then. You're twins and we're sisters.
Yes.
Nice. Nice
yeah.
advice. I like that.
You're just like my sister.
Am I?
No. And that's a compliment to you.
All right.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Wait, older, younger?
She's older.
Where are you in the family?
There's just the two of us.
Okay. Yes. She's not coming to the airport to pick me up.
She has two cats she used to hang out with all the time.
Right, okay.
And so she doesn't like to leave them as much.
Okay, so she's sounding less cool than you originally.
I've got a housemate that looks like a cat. So... He does.
I see that. I really
he
see
does.
That.
He does. So we've got a lot in common.
You've got a lot in common.
Your sister and me.
I also feel like you're really fun in the sense that I don't know you that well, but like, are you like the life of the party?
No.
No?
No, I just sit in the corner and cry.
She oh. pretends to be the life of the party. Then she gets to the party and she's like, I'm anxious. I'm a worrywart until you get a drink in me and then I'll be the life of your party.
Okay. Everyone thinks I'd be the life of the party,
but
I just
want
to be at home alone.
Oh, no.
Watching films. I
mean, that's not bad, actually. That
I want to be
fine.
In a pub with two friends.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't want to be in a pub.
And you're the fun one, then, when you're
yeah.
drunk.
Did you not sound so surprised?
I'm sorry.
And you're the fun one, is it?
You'll be like... I wouldn't say she's
like
the fun one.
I feel like I'm projecting
sorry,
all
Alex
my feelings on Catherine.
We will take a supercut of all of these slams,
oh,
please.
Oh, there will be. I'm no.
And I think that would be a brilliant clip.
I'm just projecting. You
no,
know.
It's nice.
You're
it's
a different.
Nice.
You are not me. You're another person.
Yeah, we're different.
Yeah.
How about you both look at each other and say together on the count of three, "We are not pathetic. we are cool. Ready? Oh. Look at each other. Look at each other.
The two of us are like, ready? I don't want to lie to
okay,
you.
Okay, no, this is good for you. One, two, three.
We are not pathetic. We are cool.
Okay, now one more time. But where you believe
I can't
it?
Again. I can't. No. That's enough. That's as much
it's
as
not.
The
effort. I think like you're bullying us now. It feels like...
I do that sometimes.
That's my sister, all right.
No, thank you. I don't know where your hand's been.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, it hasn't. Don't
worry. What do we talk about with touching the guests?
Smells great.
Fishy.
Yum.
Like a pasta bake.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. Andrew, please, can we all just calm down and have a problem?
Yeah, let's have
can
a
Can we have a
list of problem,
can yes. we, please? Thank yes. you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to see your show. I'm so excited. Go on, Andrew.
Okay, this is from Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Speaking of your show, Catherine, saw your last tour and has a problem about it. But not about your tour. Not about your tour, sorry.
Can everybody get off my freaking dick?
Poor Catherine. Yeah.
Stemming from your tour, a separate problem in their life. Sorry.
I was like,
I know. I'm going to buy you a cookie after this.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Woo, sorry.
You're the most beautiful, funny woman in the world.
Oh, behave yourself.
As are you.
You really are, though.
Behave yourself.
Could she be the most talented girls in the world? Yes, they are.
Oh, that's nice.
They're so beautiful, funny, and cute.
How insecure are we that we need you to think that we're
not insecure. Pathetic.
I love it.
What is wrong? Oh, my God. Come on, Andrew. Give us the problem.
So this is from Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Kay says, hey, Catherine, Helen, Andrew, and Kay here. My partner, I, that is capital I, is a patron. And we came to see Catherine in Bristol recently, aww, brackets, over a year ago.
Yeah, I was like, huh? Ooh, the Bristol show was great. Mm.
There's another email from somebody else who was in the Bath show and apologised for the audience on your last tour.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, Bristol, dear, a good one.
Oh, but my God, yeah. Ooh, Bath was... Bath, to be fair, can I just explain what happened in Bath? Somebody
not
booked
to put you off
me in a studio room, which is exactly the size I would do, but it was much bigger than expected. And I was upstairs while downstairs was Sandy Toksvig in the main room. And the main room is like 3,000 people. Sandy Toksvig is like, if you don't know, head of the gays in, head of the lesbians in, ooh, London, and so, or in the UK. And so like a national treasure.
Ooh.
I am a relatively unknown, formerly nipple pierced lesbian comedian. So it was like every lesbian in 100 miles, yeah, was downstairs, and I was upstairs with 8 lads and 2 dogs, being like, "You want to see a tap dance?" It was fucking hell. Was
how
hell
did the dogs get tickets?
Listen, I was just glad to have them. Smiling faces were just delightful. Those were the only 2 bitches on my side. I was like, "Thank you." No, truly.
And the dogs are there going, "I couldn't get into Sandy."
No,
you booked the wrong one, Jeff.
No, it was a tough all night. So to be fair, so thank you to whoever that was. But go on, please tell us about Kay.
Yes, so Kay was in your show in Bristol.
Yeah.
And went there with their partner. So Kay is male, partner is female, both in the mid-20s. They've been
Kay
together.
Kay is male, who's writing this. Mm-hmm. Partner is female.
Yeah.
Both in their 20s.
They've been together for 5 years.
Mm. Right.
They
Ooh, my show was about a breakup after 5 years.
Oh,
go
yeah.
On.
Well, here we go. Maybe this is the problem.
Oh, dear.
They loved your show, was nice, in stitches the whole time. However, during your show, Catherine, you had a fantastic bit about proposals during lockdown. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to just sort of give the context of that bit?
The context of the bit is that I talk quite a lot about a breakup, and then I say that I don't want the audience to pity me, because ultimately the people who should be most pitied and who are most pathetic and ultimately the most tragic outcomes from lockdown were the people who got engaged during lockdown, because that's pathetic.
So my partner proposed to me during lockdown.
It was always going to happen. It was going to happen.
It was so good.
It's okay. It's okay. Because they're pathetic, not you. Not you.
My partner.
I agree. That is more pathetic than either of us.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
That is desperate.
Yeah, we're fine. We don't even want to get married unless it's kooky married.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's right. We're not proposing to anyone in the lockdown.
Yeah, we're fine. How are your sister's cats? Are they good?
They're
keeping
fine.
Her company?
They're sweet.
Great. Go on.
This is so bleak.
Okay, so he proposed to her.
She proposed to him. They're both bisexual.
Very modern.
Bisexual woman, bisexual man.
I love that you added that as the explanation. It's not just that she proposed to him. It's like because they're bisexual.
It's context for later.
It's good to know. Yeah.
Catherine's bit of comedy threw my partner into such a spin that we spent a good 45 minutes after the show talking about whether our relationship was valid.
Oh my God, Catherine.
My partner is
That's
still...
not my fault.
Catherine Mary Joseph Bohart.
My partner is still in the closet and has lots of complicated feelings about being with a man despite her sexuality. My question is this. Is my partner being thrown into questioning our relationship this much based on stand-up a big red flag? Should I be worried? Ooh. Love the show and the podcast so damn much. Please solve this problem for me. I'm in turmoil. From Kay.
She's been in turmoil for a year. Quick, stop. We need to check our emails more. Wow.
This is not on you. That's a very funny bit of stand-up, which they've then taken literally.
Yes. And do you think it's a red flag that he was so concerned afterwards that he was like, our relationship's maybe not valid?
Yeah, she was concerned, right? She proposed.
Wow. Yeah. I cannot keep up with these bisexuals. She proposed again. Wow. What a world we live in. Well, they'll have statues that are women next. So wait.
No, in a hurry though. We won't be happy with it. My nose doesn't look right.
Okay. So she's worried about being with a man. Okay. So what do you think?
I think it's a red flag that she's so concerned based on a like, because otherwise, if she was confident in her decision, she'd just be like, haha, I guess we're pathetic, love you. But like, she's questioning everything.
Yeah. Mm.
So she already had the seed of doubt that you watered with your jokes. And there is a big plant of... I should stop this.
No, that was... I was loving it.
Me and my joke water are loving it. I'll never say that again.
Yikes. So The seed of doubt was there, and she came to the gig with her seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Catherine was talking whilst watering the plant.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the
gig, they in the front row?
And an hour later, they had a little seedling, and then it's grown into a little tree.
A big, strong tree of doubt.
Type of tree, like an oak?
I was thinking more of like a palm tree, because I'm used to seeing those.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
Very tall.
Is that they are?
Cultural communication. Beautiful, guys.
Beautiful. With a coconut on the top.
With coconut. Nice. Laden with fear. And sadness.
Oh, my goodness.
That's such a sad coconut. What's it going to do when it falls down?
Kill someone, Catherine.
Good God. Kill their relationship. Here's my question. Here's my thoughts even on the question. It's... I think that you've said what the actual issue is, which is that she has complicated feelings about being with a man when she's bi and maybe hasn't explored that part of herself. But I think that that's a really shit thing to put on you after proposing to you. It's like, propose and mean it, or don't propose. Like, it's absolutely fine to be like, I want to explore this part of my sexuality. But I do think it's quite hurtful to your partner to be like...
Because it's really like, I love you so much that I'm making an exception for you.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not doing me a favor.
Yeah. And also, like, if you're bi, you're into everybody. Like, so I don't really understand if you want to explore, that's fine. Like, you can't, that is a valid thing, but you can't be like, I'm marrying you, but just so you know, it's costing me this experience.
Yes.
It's like, that's all, like, all proposals and marriages are, like, all relationships are an agreement to give up other people. Or like to whatever degree that is. But I definitely think it is a red flag.
I think it's time to get the axe and chop down that palm tree.
See what's inside it. Count the rings, baby.
Count the rings. That's what I would do.
Count the rings. But I feel bad saying this because maybe they figured it out and maybe she apologized. And I think it's something you could definitely come back from. Like, she could be like, shit, yikes, that was not about you, it was about this.
But also know that that's not uncommon. I've heard a lot of different people say, like, after they get engaged, like, all of these questions come up in your mind.
Good point.
Like, it's just very common in the same way that, like, you know, a lot of women think they want to have babies, they get pregnant and they start questioning, do I want to have a baby? Like, it's like when something gets sort of set, then you just start spiraling. So that's okay to question things. No one's certain, no one's sure.
That's actually a really generous and true thing to say, actually. Having just agreed to move in with my partner, we were doing great, and then we moved in, or said we'd move in, and I was suddenly like, oh my God, this is so panic inducing.
Yeah, but it's normal.
Yeah, and maybe
actually. Remember when you cut that fringe?
Yeah, and it's gone now, thank God. God, I had to clip it every day. But I think the other thing is, like,
you look nice in a fringe.
Oh, and
she looked gorgeous.
I don't.
No, she did. She looked gorgeous. But you were so sure you wanted it, and then as soon as you got it, you were like, I don't know anymore.
It was awful. It was awful. Curly hair and a fringe is a difficult battle. Okay.
She looked like a porcelain doll.
Which isn't exactly what you're going for at 34. You know what I mean? You're not like, let me look like a little doll.
That's
you're
cute.
Like, yeah, say I wearing another Peter Pan collar. Do you like my pretty pink dress? But I think maybe a more generous thing to say is actually that if it is normal, and you're probably right, it is. I'm glad. Well, look at you being the sensible one this time. Maybe there are ways to support your partner to make her feel more validated in her bisexuality that don't involve her having to have sex with women. Like, go to Pride with her, or go to queer nights with her, or, like, encourage her to go to queer things without you. Whatever feels like the most.
Watch the L word.
Ooh, watch the L word. Don't mind if you do.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard good
You'd
things.
You'd love it.
I know.
Free porn, baby.
I know, but I just cannot get into a series that's, like, that long.
It's not that long. It ended too soon.
How many episodes is it? Like 100?
I just gave away my DVDs to a charity shop. What a shame.
I wasn't going to watch them on DVD.
Yeah, you're right.
I just gave away my DVDs to a charity shop. How are you ever going to see this TV show that's available on all the streaming services? It's unaccessible.
Well, fine. I hope somebody who appreciates them buys them from the charity shop.
I'm sure they will.
People see you, where can they find you, what is your show about when they want to come see you on tour? Tell us a little bit about your show.
Okay, so my show is called Oh No, and it's about
yes, I love it,
thank you. It's about my childhood and
about your childhood. It's called Oh No.
Yes, so it was not the best childhood. It's about therapy, and then I read a bit of my diary. Yes, and it's...
What age were you when you started writing a diary?
I think I was probably in the second grade. So I was, I guess, seven?
Seven! Yeah. Amazing! Seven. Okay.
And I have them, like, I have all my diaries up to the age of, like, 19, 20. So
wow.
I have,
that is a commitment to diary writing.
Wow. You are, like, I didn't have friends, so I was...
Oh, no!
No, I actually had a lot of friends, but they were just so immature. So I would just write in
we're
my diary.
Oh, my God. We finally got a Catherine in.
We did! We got Catherine. And I was thinking about what a Catherine is the other day, and it's just a worried gal.
Yes.
I feel like we all came out of the womb being like, everything okay out there? Everything all right? How's everyone feeling? Are we good?
Babies.
Should I come out? Should I come out now?
That's so
worried
true.
Worried is the vibe.
Yes.
Okay, so you write, you read your diary, you talk about your childhood.
Yes.
My little worried girls, what are we going to do with you two?
Nothing. You can worry about us, I guess. Okay. But, you know,
we're fine.
That's what
do
we
do.
Do
you just need, like, what do you need? Tea and blankets? Are you okay?
I think we need therapy and.
Yeah. You're both in therapy then?
And strong sedatives.
Yeah.
Well, you've got melatonin gummies now.
And I've got antidepressants.
Good.
I have melatonin and CBD. Keep dropping that oil in the back of my tongue.
Okay, good. Just, you're doing well.
Your mime had it going in your eyes, so I was really worried. I was like, I don't know if that's how it's supposed to go.
Any pore that can absorb.
Super mellow eyeballs. Super mellow. Just chilled.
Yeah, I'm super chill.
Yeah. Oh. And you seem it.
Thank you.
You really do.
You seem really relaxed.
Thank you so much. Is everyone good?
I just recommend propranolol for both of you, but it's up to you guys, okay?
And that's how drugs should be given out, on recommendations from a
on
friend.
On me being like, I think they work great for me.
Sorry, tell us a bit more.
Please tell
yourself.
Us about the tour.
So I'm touring from 23rd Jan to 7th Feb, and I'm in Soho Theatre from 8th Jan to 20th Jan. And you can find all the tickets on my Instagram, which is at Uruja Shfaq. It's in the link in my bio and on Soho Theatre's website.
Amazing.
And I'm really excited
about
this.
Are there tickets
the
left for Soho Theatre in January?
Yes, but you didn't have to get a ticket.
I'm going to come.
We're coming.
Yes, it's
we're
just fine.
We'll go together. This is perfect. Because I couldn't go this week. Okay, amazing. I'm excited.
That's really exciting. Yes, please. That'd be amazing.
And we'll bring two brown people with us as well to balance out the room. I know you don't want both of us coming with that.
I think we actually have to bring three for the numbers to be right.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, just that we want more Indians.
Okay, no worries. No worries. We can do that. We can do that. We can do that. That'd be really nice.
That's so helpful.
And we'll sit like alternately, like you said. Yeah.
And just don't be afraid to laugh at things. It's like, you know, like you said, like, you know, when you have like people who are like, oh, they're not going to laugh at this. It's like, why would I talk about it on stage if I'm not ready for people to laugh at it? Yeah.
Well, some people think that when you make a joke on stage, you mean to ruin their engagement. So like, sometimes it just takes a little persuasion that it's a joke.
That's true.
All of this to say, buy tickets. Go see Urich.
Please
follow
do.
Her online. Listen to everything she ever's done.
Check out her clips.
Watch everything she's ever done on YouTube. Like every single video. Subscribe.
Send her clips of Alan Partridge.
Share everything she's ever done into your stories with slogans like hashtag slay and hashtag queen. And then once you've done all of that, you can follow me and Catherine and Trusty Hogs on Instagram. Thank you very much. Good night, goodbye, good afternoon, good morning.
Bye.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much to our executive producers. Wow, you guys give so much support and we genuinely couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. While you sip coffee from your executive producer mug, let us say thank you to Guy Goodman, Simon Morris, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway and Matthew Thomas.
And thank you to our producers as you sip out of your producer mugs, which is also a thing. Don't spill it! If you already have, you have. Thank you to Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchinson, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby
legends.
Wharf. Legends.
All of you,
all legends.
Legends.
Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, that's not two, that's one person. Tristan, Liz Fort, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G, Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony, Carrie Sooth. We haven't quite figured that one out yet. And Charlie A. Carrie, Kerry, let us know. God bless. Amen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.